Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Oh, guys, we've got an oozy episode of Fat Mascara. I'm sorry.
I'm bursting with excitement.
Okay, before we tell you about our guest, which this will all be explained then, what are we going to talk about this week, my dear Jessica?
We're going to be talking about the best drugstore mascaras on the planet. We've tried them. So excited to let you know which ones we loved. Then we're gonna have some real talk from Shirley Manson, garbage front woman, but also like beauty sage.
True.
And we're gonna be talking about makeup testers. Should you actually be using them, like to test makeup?
Like at Sephora?
Yes.
Yeah. And then our just be warned, our interviewee is Dr. Sandra Lee, also known as Dr. Pimple Popper, MD. She's going to take us through what it is to do her videos that get so many hits on YouTube and Instagram and tell us how to pop our own pimples. I'm sorry. It's happening.
It's really intense.
Prepare yourself.
That girl is a real crowd, please.
Small world, all the friends know of me. It's the Fat Mascara Challenge. Everybody's doing challenges. I'm sorry. Have you seen the mannequin challenge?
I've seen it on Instagram.
I want to do our own challenge. We did our own challenge. It's the Fat Mascara Podcast. We have yet to really dive into mascaras. So Jess and I gave ourselves a challenge for the last 30 days. We have been testing the top 10 drugstore mascaras.
I have to say, I've been like, it's been really mixed results.
I know.
Have you felt the same?
I've had some surprises and, yeah, mixed results. But just so you know what we did, we went to 10 companies: CoverGirl, L'Oreal, Revlon, Maybelline, Almay, Neutrogena, Physicians Formula, Elf, NYX, and Wet n Wild. So basically all the like under $10 kind of mascaras. And we asked them to tell us their best-selling mascara of 2016. And then we got those samples in. And we've been swiping, right?
Swiping, lashing, sweeping. It's been fun though. I've actually
poking.
Like,
there was one that I had to poke with a little bit. Had a teeny tiny brush.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I know which one you're talking about.
But so we haven't discussed this before. So we're gonna tell you our top three each.
I know. We actually I've actively not brought this up with you because I couldn't wait to see what you chose.
Okay. I'm putting them out there. Here is.
Oh my God.
One.
They're not what I chose.
Okay. Why don't you go first?
No. You go first. No. Okay. You go first.
So, my favorite of all those brands that we just listed was the NYX Double Stacked Mascara. It's a mascara base and top coat.
Yeah.
I did not like the top coat business with the little fibers.
I was about to say, where's the rest of it?
No, because I've only been using the base coat, the black part. It's really full, really wet-looking lashes.
Okay. I like that you sort of made it your own. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to use products like, you know, you can use them off-label.
I did.
I like that idea.
I took out the fibers. A very, very, very close second for me, which was so surprising to me, was Neutrogena Healthy Volume Waterproof.
I think Neutrogena makes nice products across the board.
Yes, but I don't think of them as like a mascara brand.
No, you're right.
I think it's for like healthy eyes. But I got fuller lashes with this, I think, than any of the others. The NYX gave me long, wet, like kind of black lashes. This gave me super full fringe.
So like if you want the drama into Neutrogena.
I mean like almost Dior show level drama on me. I took a picture for the Insta. So that was my one and two.
Those are really like powerful words.
What were your one and two? Are those...
Okay, so my one and two, are you ready?
Yeah.
Classic L'Oreal Voluminous, which I've used like about once a year I use it. I'm like, why do I use anything else? And then I flirt with other mascaras and then I always come back to Voluminous. And then this was in the, you know, the mix. And honestly, I think it's the best. I know you're not into it. Why don't you like it?
I love how my lashes look right away. That smudges on me within 2 hours.
Okay. All right.
You don't have issues with smudge?
I have issues with smudging with everything, but that's because I'm always like touching my face.
So when you were testing these, you were just thinking, well, they're all going to smudge. I'm going just with results.
Yep.
See, smudging was a big part of my thing. Like if it doesn't smudge, I like it more.
Well, I feel like with the no smudgies, I have to go to like a tubing mascara, but they've come off in like little, I can't explain it. Like
spider legs. That's like, what my friends call it.
Yeah, they come off in spider legs or they're just like, they don't give me the thickness and the drama.
Right.
Like tubing mascaras very rarely give you thickness in my experience.
Yeah.
If someone has a great one they want to recommend, please let me know. But I just think that L'Oreal Voluminous is like so delicious. And even if you want to like... I hate saying this because we talked about not layering mascaras the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to layer at the end of the day, it's not the world's worst thing. My second favorite, I was shocked.
Oh, that's my third.
Okay. Oh, are we talking about thirds now?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. Was the Revlon Ultimate All-in-One. And I used this for several days in a row because I was so impressed. First of all, it comes in this little like kicky tube, which is so awesome with this like red top. Mm-hmm. And the brush is really short. And it's loaded with lots of, like, delicious, like, inky fat, like, you know.
I think this is a plastic silicone brush, not the normal nylon bristle brush.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah. So it's like a molded silicone brush so that you're getting, like, it's the liquid is sitting in the divots there.
Yeah, it's like, the thing is, like, dripping with this, like,
and it's
ink.
Almost a football shape, if you will. Squashed football. I really like this, too. This was my third one.
It really gets in, the like, by the lash line.
It's good for the baby hairs.
Mm-hmm. Good for the babies.
Totally agree.
And it really deposits a lot of mascara, and I really like that look lately.
Yeah, it gives you like a spikier lash,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Yeah. So
whereas
I like
my
that.
Neutrogena Healthy Volume was giving me like full fringe that was fluffy, this Revlon All-in-One was giving me like a spiky, like black, like not clumpy, but like a good, like luscious lash.
A little edgy, a little intense. So
that was my third one. So what was your third?
Elf Lash Tint Mascara. I want to show you this brush. You could kill a man with it. It's like an ice pick.
It is a little pokey brush.
It's really like, it doesn't even have like really like hairs on it. It's, if it does, it's like they're so super tiny. It's just like a spoolie. And it really is about just getting close to the lash line and separating. It's not going to give you a whole lot of color, but it's great if you just want this kind of like doe-eyed look without a lot of color. I love it.
What do you mean out without a lot of color?
Like without, like, you know, you're not getting like big, like, twiggy lashes, but it's just kind of a natural, like, wide-eyed look.
Cool.
Thought it was really cool.
Now I'm looking at that one. I was like, I don't think I remember testing that one. I like it, too. How about that?
It's neat.
So if you want to do a mascara challenge of your own, I mean, all of these mascaras together was maybe 40. No, it was a little bit more than that, but still.
And can I say one thing? I've yet to find, and it looks like you haven't either, a lash, like a mascara that has fibers that actually like works.
Yeah, I tried.
And that doesn't get all up in my eyeballs.
No, I also tried a Physician's Formula one that has a base coat and then the fibers that you put on top. I mean, if you have contacts or sensitive eyes, these are not for you.
Yeah, I think that's it. So you know what? I should revise that statement. I know they work. I'm sure they were great for other people, but as somebody with sensitive eyes, they don't work for me.
Cool. So there you have it, the Fat Mascara Mascara Challenge.
If you didn't catch any of that or you want to see all the ones we tested, check out our blog, fatmascara.com. Jen, did you see what Shirley Manson said this week? It's been picked up by a lot of different sites, like New York Mag and stuff.
I make a habit out of seeing what Shirley Manson says weekly, yes.
Are you Shirley Manson ticker?
I just think she's badass.
She's so amazing. But anyway, so she was talking about beauty this week, and I love what she had to say. I'd like to share it with you.
Yeah, share with the listeners.
So she was talking about how young women are placing so much emphasis on beauty, and it's freaking her out, especially in terms of like social media, and specifically about like racking up Instagram likes. Mm-hmm. So she said, unfortunately, it's such an empty pursuit to be told you're beautiful. It's kind of meaningless because there's always going to be another beautiful woman to follow. And I think women really need to shift their focus onto something that creates a foundation for them as they grow through life. Nobody stays young and beautiful forever. Therefore, build a platform on which you can stand through storms.
Preach, Shirley, preach.
I know. Maybe she's like not saying anything that's like completely new, but I felt like it was really like it really hit me right now.
Yeah.
You know, I know that, you know, our job is in beauty, and it's like, I don't know if everyone is like thinking about beauty all day long, but right now, like I am thinking a lot more about, you know, where does beauty fit into the picture? There's obviously so many big problems. Not that there weren't, you know, a couple of months ago. There are always big problems. But how important is beauty?
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking about how much energy, not necessarily I, but, like, I'm encouraging people to, you know, put into this pursuit. Or
yeah,
you know,
I mean, our
it's
job,
my job
is we spend a lot more time than the usual person talking about and thinking about beauty. But I feel like what I hear you saying is we shouldn't be doing that if we're just lay people. Beauty is one thing. It's not the only thing. It's just a part of our lives.
Exactly. And I thought it was just kind of food for thought, and especially with, you know, Instagram likes. Don't get me into that. That's a whole other, you know, topic.
Follow us on Instagram. No, I'm just kidding.
But you know, I don't know. It was really nice to have this kind of reminder, especially from such like a cool, seasoned woman who is, you know, beautiful in the big picture. She's beautiful, but she's like talented, brilliant. It was just like, some wisdom in a time where I feel like it's just gotten too crazy.
Yeah, agree. When I read that, I was just like, yeah, rock on, Shirley Manson. Yeah. That's exactly the way I feel, and I hope other women can feel that way too.
Right, right, right.
A little argument opened up on our Instagram this week. One of our listeners, Emily in San Francisco, wasn't an argument. She commented, we were talking about, like, I took a picture of threading. Someone brought up that we talked about the one time someone got herpes from threading. And she said, you know what? I once saw six teenagers putting Kat Von D liquid lipstick straight from the tester right onto their lips, and I will never let anyone swatch products on me ever again.
Even with like sanitized and alcohol?
I think she's just like sworn off all testers.
Okay.
Which brings up the idea of like those makeup testers at the department stores and even the drugstores now. Do you use them?
Well, like I would never put it on my face, but I'll put it on like the back of my hand.
Yeah, I think everybody does that.
No, but I would never put it on my face.
But so I looked into this to just see like, are they actually even dirty? Like even though it feels gross, could you get sick from them?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out there was a study in 2005 and they went around to all the department stores and drug stores and they swabbed the makeup testers for bacteria.
Right.
Every single one of them came back with bacteria. Staph, strep, and E. coli.
Unsurprising.
Right.
People's little mitts are in there.
Right. So you probably don't want to put it directly on your face. That's true. But so what do you think of when you go to Sephora and they want to do the lipstick bullet and they spray it with the alcohol and then they take the little spatula and do a little on the side? Would you let them do that to you?
Okay. Alcohol, then like digging into the bullet? Maybe.
Yeah. I don't think I would. I feel like I would put
even
it
on. Still?
Yeah.
Even if you saw them douse in alcohol?
It's more of the ick factor. So I checked in with Dr. Zeichner, the dermatologist. He's like, you couldn't technically really, other than like conjunctivitis or something, if you're putting your eyes or lips, he said those are the two places you probably want to avoid. But then I was like, that's where you put all the color cosmetics.
Yeah, sure.
Like lipsticks, eyeliners, eyeshadows. Like ain't nobody testing
it's
a blush.
Like body makeup. Yeah.
Like it looks fine. It's pink. Why?
Yeah.
But those, because those are like orifices, I don't have a better word for that, you could actually get conjunctivitis because that will sort of last in a formula, but you can't be getting like Steph. Our girl Steph, she's Steph and strep combined. No, you can't be getting those from the formulas because there's such a minute amount, it's not going to give you that infection, if that makes sense.
So what do we do?
I'm going to go with
girls,
the beauty.
Girls, what do we do?
I'm going to do the beauty editor basic. If you look at any beauty editor at the end of the day, what do they have, Jess?
Oh, like, you know, we have, like, always little pen marks, little, you know,
my
scratchy
left
marks.
Hand looks like a rainbow every day when I leave work because I always swipe
swatches
on the back of
on
my
your hand.
If you're testing, like, an eyeliner, like, you don't need to see it up next to your irises.
No,
like, come on.
I think, like, just stay away. Just use some common sense. It's like, look at it like a handrail. Everyone's, like, putting their little hands on it.
No. Get out that Purell.
It
is
cold. Put your mouth on it.
No. It's cold season, people. Like, be careful. Dirty pop. Baby, you can't stop. I know you like this. Dirty pop. So, we're here with Dr. Sandra Lee, a dermatologist in Southern California. You might know her by her other name, which is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Pop.
If you listen to the podcast, you might remember we watched one of her videos on episode 4. She's got like 2 million followers on Instagram, almost 2 million followers on YouTube, and she's here to tell us all about her job and pimples.
That's right. Here I am. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you for
coming. Is it our pleasure? I don't know.
Yes,
I'm scared.
Come on.
You know, there's no video component to this one, but you know, I'm a little scared.
Okay. But let's
I don't look
do
scary,
this.
Though, right?
No, you're lovely. You are lovely.
I can ease you into this. We're going to get you into Popaholics. You guys are going to be Popaholics before the end of this interview.
Okay.
For sure.
You look so, like, chic, refined. She's got this pussy bow blouse on.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Blowout's amazing.
This blowout's from the rain. This is from the rain.
Let it be known it's from the rain.
No, I added some volume.
You don't look like you get your hands, like, all involved with, like, pus and stuff.
Well, I definitely protect myself. I got the splash screen going. I got the gloves. I got everything going to protect myself because I'm not actually touching anything with my bare hands, certainly. But it's just part of the job. And it just kind of, I just happened into it, really, you know, which is really interesting.
Happened into dermatology?
Into pimple popping. I mean, I'm a dermatologist. I've been a dermatologist for over a decade. And just 2 years ago, I decided to start an Instagram because I really thought, you know, along with all these beautiful food pictures and travel pictures and things that we see on Instagram, that I really thought that people would appreciate looking at dermatology photos because it's a very visual field, and I really think, truly, that it is an interesting field that people would be, you know, it's like sort of like beauty and skin that a lot of people are interested in. You see a lot of that on Instagram. So I decided to start a Instagram account and post videos, and early on into that, I just posted a blackhead extraction, and I noticed that there was a jump in views. There was a little jump.
What were the other,
uptick.
Other things
other
you're
things
posting?
Were like, you know, removing a mole or, you know, like little procedures or little patients in my office, little things that go on in our office, you know, treating acne in general or removing a skin cancer or things like that. Because I'm a dermatologist, but I'm mainly, my specialty is dermatologic surgery. Like I'm a surgeon and cosmetics as well. So, you know, a little filler, a little Botox, those kinds of things that we see other people do. But I noticed that when I did a pimple popping video, I got a little increase in attention.
Did
and
you
so,
give it a hashtag or something?
No, I just noticed that people were like, oh, like this, more like this. This is awesome. And they would tag their friends. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, what is this?
Yeah.
So I put a full video on my YouTube channel, and I got more attention too. And I noticed then when I put it on there, because I put the tag words, you know, pimple and popping, there were a lot of other videos on there of pimple popping.
Yeah.
And I said, what is this? And somebody on there, on the comment section said, you know, you might want to check out Reddit, the subreddit popping. And so I didn't really know what that was. I went there and I found out that there are 60,000 people in this subculture, in this community, and these people share popping videos with each other. They are, you know, they share all these videos of people removing cysts or popping pimples or popping something out of the skin.
Yeah.
And it was at that point that I realized, I could be their queen. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I'm going to do this, you know, the way that I do it in the office, in a very civilized way, in a very sterile and clean manner. And I have an iPhone and I can easily film this. So let's see what this does. So I posted it there and I needed a name. So I...
All right. It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it. All right. Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
I said, why don't I call myself Dr. Pimple Popper?
Okay, was it a Seinfeld reference?
Yes, it was, of course, because that's one of my favorite episodes, you know,
on
Seinfeld. So,
wait, for people who might not know, go ahead and share.
Well, he was dating a girl, right, that was a doctor. She said, I'm a physician. And he said, oh, well, you're just a pimple popper. You're one step above the clinic counter.
Is there, like, a fetish quality to this? I'm talking about, this is totally normal, but...
Yes. I want to be academic about this, and I don't want to sound judgy. Who's really into this? Like, who
I will tell it, you.
Like, from the beginning, not the people who've read about you and all the magazines.
Right. Yeah. Everybody.
The ground
there's
level.
One person in every community. I mean, the amazing thing about this is that I have followers all around the world, and it doesn't matter what race you are, what sex you are, how old you are. We have 4-year-old future Dr. Pimple Poppers. You know, we have 80-year-old future Dr. Pimple Poppers. If you get a group of people, there's going to be one or two, certainly, you know, that are popaholics,
yeah,
we call them.
Not go on Reddit and find their, like,
no,
people.
No, but I think that we've found people have... Also, because it's been so out there on social media, they've discovered that they do love this. Or they've secretly liked it, but they didn't realize that how much they would truly love watching it.
Like, you never you never know you like it until you actually try it or see it.
And the thing is that it spreads so quickly, I think, because it does really incite a reaction in you, whether it's fascination or horror. You know, either way, you share it, you know, with your friends.
A scientific reaction? Like, tell me, what is happening to me as I watch a pimple popping video?
Well, what I find in general, I will say, is
my stomach is getting that feeling, that roller coaster feeling
just
talking about
it. Yeah, and that's the thing. It shoots, it's like endorphins. Why do people watch scary movies? Why do people like to ride roller coasters? I think it gives a lot of people that similar sort of feeling, this rush. And in general, it makes you kind of, I mean, even though it makes you might feel uncomfortable, it makes you feel good, too. I think there's
the
a completion. A completion. In fact, though, a lot of people actually like to watch these videos before they go to sleep. They say it's better than Ambien.
Tell us, it's not all pimples. So if someone were to go on your Instagram or YouTube, are these the kind of things that are coming in every day to your practice anyway?
Now they are, yes.
And are these kind of things besides like a little pimple like picturing?
We get some pretty big, we call them hard pops, like the big pops.
And
where
what are those?
Well, we've had a woman come down from Alaska who had a lipoma, like a big growth in her arm about the size of a large chicken breast, like a chicken cutlet.
Stop it.
And have you seen that one? It is truly amazing. Yeah, you might have to mentally prepare for it if you're not ready for it.
The size of a chicken cutlet was like
But
was it hidden? Like, was it just like kind of lying beneath the surface?
It. No, on the surface, you can see that there's something there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it looks like...
What is a lipoma?
A lipoma is a benign fatty growth. It's as if one fat cell decided to divide and divide and create like its own little
clone. Can this happen to anyone?
It can happen to anyone, yes. And they're pretty common. But it's not that common to get that large size. And so, you know, the issue is with these sorts of things is that, for example, you know, you wonder why the heck is she walking around with this thing? Well, it's because this is considered, it's even though this is a medical issue here, it's not considered medically necessary
to remove it. It's cosmetic.
Considered cosmetic.
It's sick business.
Yes. So it's not, so something either that or insurance won't pay for it. Sometimes insurance won't pay for things or they might not have insurance. So it's very expensive for them to remove or people are leery to remove it. Like, because I'm a dermatologist, but I also am a dermatologic surgeon. Not all dermatologists do surgery. So she flew down to see us and that was probably one of the best pops that I've ever had. There is a sound component to it. It is quite amazing. It is exhilerating.
Did the patient watch?
Yeah, she wanted to watch. I usually don't like to let my patients watch because in case, even though they think they can, it's a whole different thing when it's actually...
And you're numbed and they've had their...
Yeah. One of the things that's always been really important to me because, you know, we're dealing with skin. And so the skin has a very big emotional part for a lot of us because we wear it on the outside. It's our coat, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you have something that you are embarrassed about, it really can, you know, it might not be bothersome to other people, but it could really mess you up. I mean, if you went to a doctor's office and
with a chicken cutlet on my arm,
yeah, and they said, "Oh my God, that is a freaking chicken cutlet! Like, what are you doing? That's like that's disgusting."
No, doctor,
you would feel terrible.
Yeah.
So you can't say that. You have to go. And I'll tell you, the things that I have to hold back and not say anything about is when somebody comes in and says, "Oh, I have a skin tag," you know, like, "I'm sorry, but I've been waiting a long time to have this, you know, to get this removed." And usually I'm like, "Don't worry about it. There's nothing. I've seen everything." And they'll pull their pants down and they got like a racquetball size skin tag or something, you know, and that kind of thing.
And you
don't
can't
want
show surprise.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to. I mean, I don't want to do that kind of thing because you don't want to make people feel bad about what they have. Mm. And I think that's part of it. I think that people don't, they appreciate that I am not going to treat them like they're like ridiculous, make fun of them. Like, why would you wait this long, number one, or treat them like they're something really wrong with them?
For those who, are thinking about like getting into like the, you know, skincare business, whether like an esthetician or the dermatology world, like when I, you know, maybe it's because I'm a beauty editor, but it's so much about like beauty and anti-aging. And I feel like you've given people like a real dose of reality, like that it's not like, it's not for sissies. It's really like, it's not.
Oh, to go into dermatology
and even,
like this?
Yeah, and I understand like being an esthetician is very much about like, you know, it's a luxury treatment. But like, do you feel like you're sort of pulling back the curtain a little bit that it's a very like serious business?
Because
at least for like, as a beauty editor, I feel like this is one of like the few times we're like actually talking about something that's like, ooh, skin's not pretty.
Well, I think that people think that maybe some people, just like the Seinfeld episode, they don't take dermatologists seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, like, are we really doctors or are we quacks, you know? But actually, you may know this, you know, dermatology is actually one of the most competitive specialties to get into. So
why is that?
Big smarty pants go into dermatology.
Nice office hours.
Yeah. I think if the lifestyle is very nice and there's a lot of fee cash for service sort of things, mm-hmm. so you don't have to worry about, you know, insurance
because
things.
Because some of these are cosmetic. Like
yeah, there's a lot of cosmetic things and the lifestyle, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have a lot of dermatology emergencies. You don't get called in the middle, you know, a big party to go back to the office and see somebody with a rash, you know. They can usually see the next day. I really believe that I've tapped into something that is going to be the future of how medicine is in social media. I think that in the past, like the last generation, when you looked up a doctor and you tried to find somebody, you're going to look up in the yellow pages. Mm-hmm. You know, now what do? We Yelp or we Google
or
we ask our friends. In the future, we're going to be watching their Instagram page. They're going to have a YouTube channel. We're going to see how they actually interact with their patients, and that's probably how we're going to decide who we're going
to
see.
Well, let's talk for people who won't be traveling to Southern California. Mm-hmm. A little practical advice before you go. So most dermatologists like to say, don't pop your pimples.
Yes.
They are dreaming because
yes, exactly.
People like to work on their pimples.
We're
so how do you suggest if someone has like whitehead versus blackhead versus red comedone, what should we do?
Well, I'm a little more lenient. I mean, my mantra is, because I know people are going to pop. I just say, you know when to pop and know when to stop.
When do I pop?
You want to pop, the ideal time to pop a pimple is when it has come to a head.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the easiest.
Like a whitehead.
The less, yes. Usually, like, mm-hmm. you have those deep under the skin. If you put warm compresses on it, if you keep your hands tied behind your back for a little while, it'll eventually come to a head.
So don't try and get in there, work out the white part. Just
no,
warm compress
till it
comes to a head.
You can't work it out. I mean, you know, eventually, with time, it will start to come to a head.
Okay, and then
because your body is really trying to expel this purulent material, mm-hmm. you know? And so when you have it as a white head, you can try to take a sterile needle and nick the surface, because then you're only nicking very superficially. Because the deeper that you,
like,
you
pop
know,
it like a
traumatize,
balloon?
Yeah, like a balloon. Well, I mean, it's, hopefully,
give
it's
me
not
play
gonna
by
splash.
Play. Do I squeeze?
It's not gonna explode everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you want to squeeze out as much of that material. You want to get just a little bit. You know, when you get a little bit of redness, then it means you've done the whole thing. You know, you've removed it. But if you don't get to that point, you need to stop at some
when you
point.
Say you know, redness, you mean till like blood
red,
comes
yes,
out.
Yes.
That's okay.
So
but that's when you stop.
Well, I'm saying that, but I'm saying if it never happens, I don't want you to keep doing it.
Right.
And I'll say,
right.
Oh, well, Dr. Lee said because you want to just keep going till you see blood. But that usually means that you've gotten it all.
Sometimes, like, I'll pop, like, when I see a little bit of white, and then it'll, like, kind of reform, and it's like a,
ooh,
like,
well, then
like
you
a double header.
Probably,
yeah, it's almost like Medusa, you
yeah,
know?
You probably, like, if I didn't, Yeah, that's true too. And that is the case. So I feel like I should usually means it. That you didn't maybe remove it all. But what I usually would do with me, if that happened to me, I would squeeze it and then I usually will put like a dot of like a topical steroid, like even over the counter Cordate on it, mm-hmm. or even acne medicine, you know, mm-hmm. like a spot treatment yeah. medicine, because it'll help to dry
that's
it
what
up
I usually
and
do.
Suck
that's
it up. And then you just cross your fingers. You know, because I think the only thing, other thing, I mean, me as a dermatologist, I have access to, you know, dermatology treatments. Because if I get a Mount Vesuvius, you know, like mm-hmm. a big old zit, like I'm injecting it. Because it'll go away in 24 hours. A low potency topical corticosteroid.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, liquid corticosteroid. Because that will get rid of a zit. You guys might have done that before. It is amazing. It will get rid of zit like in 24 hours, right. essentially. But, you know, not everybody can do that. So.
And now you sell an extractor right now,
yes.
right?
Uh-huh.
So how's that guy work? Extractor. It's like a little silver loop, right?
Yes, it's a silver loop. It is, you know, polished on the edges. So it's very smooth on the edges, and it's really something that we use as dermatologists. I think estheticians can use them too. You know, they do use them. It depends on the state that you're in and what they're allowed to do. But we use them to extract and to put, you know, nice even pressure around a pimple without using your fingers.
You place that little loop around the pimple, yeah. and then what do you do? Like rock
yes,
it back and forth?
Yes, the trick is to wiggle and not to pull and scrape. You know, you don't want to.
Oh.
You know, if you what I usually try to do is I try to push in one direction, but if I don't get successful. That's why I change directions. You know, you want to.
Oh,
it's a circular thing. Yes, okay. Rotate.
And did you do this on like warm, like damp skin, like out of the shower? Or?
The best type of skin, yeah, is to get them certainly when it, after a steam shower or yeah. after mm-hmm. you made pasta. You know, put your face over the pasta and steam your face a little, because that softens your pores. That keeps your when your skin is wet and soft like that, it's going to be more open for a blackhead. Because you know, a blackhead could be really hard and dried up. You know, if you want to soften it up, mm-hmm. it'll help to expel it.
What is next? Like, how are you? We saw you've got some T-shirts.
Yes. What do I do? Know, this? Why like, what, do I want to be called Dr. Kumpal for the rest of my life?
No, I mean
don't
like
know,
this.
DPP
you're very successful, but like, where do we go from
here? Yeah. I think I'm going to use it. Obviously, there's this big potential to, and I see all these people who. I really think it's wonderful that I see all these young, especially women, who want to do what I do. Or
yeah.
I know I'm their role model in some ways. And I know that a lot of people are interested in dermatology. So we really did start a second channel, Dr. Pimple Popper University, which is more all-encompassing skin and kind of teach people how to take care of their own skin and really hope to have it be a reference mm-hmm. to anything that they might have in terms of skin conditions and maybe be a true reference, you know, not
yeah.
something that at least you feel like it's going to give you good advice.
That's
or sound
great.
Advice. And also, obviously, one of this next the kind of like things that I'm thinking about is to really start a skincare line, you know, something that has to do with dermatology in general. And that's really all that I can say at this point. You know, mm-hmm.
An extractor and...
Yeah, extractor. And like there's a spot treatment. It made sense. Our first thing is sort of an acne mm-hmm. spot treatment. You know, so many dermatologists do skincare lines and and celebrities even, you know, and I really am making, I'm trying to, I really have ideas to make my skincare line different. And my goal is really to be like other dermatologists say, why didn't I think of that? You know, with the skincare line, I'm really going to make it something different. It's not going to be the traditional,
come back on when it
yeah,
launches.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
In the meantime.
You're going to have to rub yourself with lard and stuff too so we can find something.
Oh, God, find something for you to milk. In the meantime, before your products come out, tell us, like, you have gorgeous skin. It's so funny. You do this gross, gross job. But what do you like to use? Like, what are some of your favorite beauty products?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of it has to do with genetics, you know, so I have my parents to thank for.
Yeah.
And being Asian, too, helps, certainly, you know, like we say, that we age a little, because we're darker complected people, we tend to age a little bit better in general.
Yeah.
But I will say, products, the most important product I'm going to say, do you guys already know what I'm going to say?
SPF.
That is right. Good job.
What's
yes,
your favorite?
You I love the sunblocks that have more of a physical protection. You know, there's really two kinds, the ones that have chemicals that protect your skin, and the other ones are physical protectors like titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. And I also don't think you have to spend a lot of money on any type of product, really. I think Cetaphil, just like a lot of dermatologists say, Cetaphil and Dove are fantastic cleansers. You know, don't overwash your face, too. You just want to make sure that it feels, you know, clean, but overdoing it certainly can dry you out a lot. I like products, too, that have a little alpha hydroxy in it, because
mm-hmm.
I think those help to, they're keratolytic, so actually they help to exfoliate your skin.
Dr. Sandra Lee, you are awesome.
Oh, you're awesome.
Come back and tell us about your skincare line when it launches.
Thank you,
Dr. Lee. And
I'll
thank
be
you so
green
much.
Over here.
We'll get you started. We'll get you going.
Get me started?
You'll be a papaholic in no time.
Baby papa.
weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel.
Time to raise a wand. I feel like we're in church. Raise a wand.
Raise.
Okay.
Forgive us.
You could tell I haven't been in a church.
We're in a weird mood after Dr. Pimple Popper. Like, we're all squirmy. It's all weird. Let's. Okay.
All right. I'm really excited about my raise a wand.
You go.
I am back on blush.
Oh. When were you off blush?
I wasn't really into blush for like about 3 years. Maybe more.
It's a long time without blush.
I just didn't think I needed it. I don't know who I thought I was.
You do have freckles, so they're like nature's blush.
Nature's blush. That's sweet. I feel like there must be a food called nature's blush or something. But I'm really into this NARS blush called Sex Appeal.
Rare.
And I just, you know, it's a nice powder blush.
Oh, are you doing an application for me?
Yeah, unfortunately we're not on video yet, but this is a beautiful, it's like a dusty peachy pink. Is that what we would call that?
You know what I call that?
What?
Glossier pink.
Glossier pink.
It's that salmony pink.
Oh, God.
Also the
millennial
cover,
pink.
Millennial pink, cover of the Girl Boss book. Oh, God. That pink.
Well, I didn't realize that, but apparently even my, like, face is on trend. And I don't have a great, you know, makeup application right now because it's the end of the day. It's rainy, and I have to say it's been a doozy.
Lovely on you.
It's really good. I honestly, I put on, here's my tip. Guys, there's a tip. Put on more than you think you need because people will think you look, like, really refreshed and great.
I'm sorry.
More than you think you need.
That's Tata Harper's tip.
Wait, Tata said put on more than you think you need?
I feel like she told us to put
on. I'm not sure about that. I'll go back to the records.
That looks really good on you, though.
Just put on more than you think you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really won't read as bad as you think it is. Yeah. You think it does.
What's
yours?
It's a lovely color on you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to raise a wand to lip pencil. Another product I haven't been into for a while.
Wow. We're bringing back, like, the early 90s.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm coming up to an age where, like, I get what women are talking about with lip pencil. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you need that extra oomph?
It's not like I have smoker's lines. I look like my grandma. Shout out to Grandma Ruby. She's a little under the weather these days. But I feel like the edge of my lip line is not as distinct as it used to be.
I know what you mean.
It's just like
eroding.
It's like mushy. And you know what's so funny? I'm so old. I thought, oh, I don't have my glasses on. That's why I can't see the edge of my lip line. So I put my glasses on. I was like, oh, no, that's just my lip line being blurry. So in general, I'm going to raise a wand to lip pencil. It actually has a purpose. Just you'll get there soon if you're not there yet. My particular shade, though, that I've been using is MAC. I feel like they're the classic lip pencil.
Yeah.
They have, like, every skin tone can find their lip color pencil there. So mine that matches my lips is Have to Have It, which is a brown. It's not as brown as Spice, which is the classic MAC lip pencil. It's just a little bit mauvier because I have very movie lips.
You do.
So I just sketch this on the edges before any color anymore, and I just feel like it makes me look like I'm 17 again.
Maybe that's like the name of another lip pencil.
Ooh, we should create
17
that.
17 again.
Yeah.
Jen with the mauve lips. Jen with the mauve lips.
Mm-hmm.
Raise a wand.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.